Okay, so we're actually physically recording now.
All right, welcome to Booze and Brows.
Here it is.
We're here.
So we've talked about this for a really long time. It's just going to be fun for us.
Yes.
It's like a after work project, not that we need any more of them.
No.
But this is just going to be us chit-chatting about our job.
And everything.
And everything in between. Our life.
Our friendship.
Lord help us. Yeah, I mean,
they can be our friends.
I feel like a lot of our clients are going to listen to this, and a lot of people that we already know that know us, like, as a duo.
Yes.
Comedic duo.
Yes. Because so, I think we're funny.
I also think we're funny.
Even though Kevin says that we should let other people tell us we're funny.
They do.
But it's also booze, so I'm just going to open this.
Yep, we are starting this week gently. Oh, what a fail. What a fail. She broke the cork.
But that's
okay. It was champagne.
Because I'm always prepared.
Okay.
I've got another bottle.
Backup booze. I can't wait to hear this recording at the editing purposes. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be great.
So
about us.
Yeah.
We do permanent makeup.
This is Sabrina. I'm Danny, but you kind of know that already.
And if you don't, I'm Sabrina.
And I'm Danny. So, yeah, we are permanent makeup artists at AK Studios in Milford, and that's kind of our home base. We're just going to pretty much do everything from here until we have
a lab, which will probably also be very
similar to here.
Located
also on this premises.
Yeah.
So Sabrina's going to attempt round number two.
Not by the microphone.
Not near the microphone.
It's going to be poppy, maybe?
Thanks, Kevin. It's a gift for both of us. Yay! Congratulations.
Congratulations on our podcast.
Oh, Lord help us.
Help them, not us.
All right. She's also a heavy pour.
I am, but that makes it fun.
Yay!
Woo!
Woo!
Ooh, that's not so bad.
Warm champagne is tough. I'm not a drinker, guys.
It's also the backup champagne.
So this is going to be an experience.
Keep that.
Yeah, we'll keep this one for funsies.
So we do permanent makeup here, and it's scary to a lot of people. Everybody comes in pretty nervous. Most people come in pretty nervous. Not every single person. And we like to say, no one ever says, I wish I didn't do it. They always like, I wish I did this sooner. Every single person. Because there's a lot of apprehension to putting essentially a tattoo on your face. Because the brows are,
they're your face.
And it's very important. It can make or break
your face.
Yeah.
I think the weirdest part about it is sometimes I have people start there. Like having body tattoos and things like that, you kind of understand the process. But then somebody's like, I have no tattoos. I'm like, you're going to start with your face?
Well, why not?
Like, I mean, it's a lot. But really, this episode is just about who we are, where we're at, what we're doing. How long we've been doing it. I've been in the beauty industry like 10 years. Now, Lord.
I went to school in 2013 and I started doing lashes while I was in school. And at that time, you didn't need to be licensed or anything. So I was like, all right, I'm doing this someplace.
Sure.
So I didn't graduate until 2014. So that was almost 10 years. I'm like, almost 9 years.
Oh, wow. I was doing it even before then.
Yeah, you've been doing it for more than 10 years because I've been there. I know.
Whoa, like, I always forget that I'm significantly older.
Okay. All right. So I'm 33 as of like 2 weeks ago.
I'm going to be 37.
In just like 2 months. You're not significantly older.
In like, where we grew up, like, the things we liked as children, like, the whole thing.
Like, you sent me something the other day, and I'm like, that wasn't quite my age range.
Because she was a small child.
But, like, just that five-year gap
is
of
huge.
Elementary school is huge.
It's because huge.
It just is.
So, yeah. So, this is going to be, I know I keep trying to explain what we're going to do, but really this is kind of...
This is the podcast. The podcast is Seinfeld in a podcast
form. Yeah, just the Danny and Sabrina show, which I think is funnier because I hated Seinfeld.
Oh, my heart!
I know. I'm my majority.
All right, no soup for you.
No
soup for you at all.
Yeah. And small majority.
Not spare square.
I literally have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, because you missed out.
I'm sorry.
Gold.
I'm sorry.
Gold.
Sorry. But yeah, so these are going to be pretty short episodes. Like, they're not going to be anything bananas.
No, it's going to be your commute home.
Yeah, like 20, 30 minutes, tip top. But so, yeah, just kind of like BSing about what we do.
Yeah. So we've been, like we started before we went off on that last tangent.
Yeah.
Beauty business. So obviously now we're firmly in the permanent makeup world.
Yep.
We have a solid handle on the lash
mm-hmm.
game as well. We know a lot about lashes, so yeah. We can answer those questions for you. And you can guys feel free to obviously comment on our videos, email us because we have an email address, we have a website, DM us, whatever you need to do.
Messaging us on Instagram is probably the easiest way to go about it.
Yeah.
When it pertains to this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to make an Instagram for us too.
Yes.
You'll be it's going to be amazing.
All modes of communication. Send a smoke signal. We'll answer your question to the best of our ability.
To the best.
And we have a lot of resources, really cool resources at our handles. Obviously, Amy, because we work at AK Studios. And then just other people who've been in this industry for a long time that we get to work next to. We've have some great estheticians here, mm-hmm. great Cosmo friends. We have a plastic surgeon that's we're friendly with, and some nurses. And we have a lot of people in our circle that if you guys do have a question for us throughout our time, we can always ask them if we don't know the answer.
Throughout our time,
if we don't know the answer. But you know, I'm pretty freaking smart, and so
funny. Yeah. I mean, we got a good handle. But, like, that's the other thing. Like, this is not this. Yes. Is this going to be the show majority of the time? Probably.
But it's also us discussing.
There's also a whole crew of people, like Sabrina was just saying, behind us. There's a crew of 11 of us total, not including Amy.
Yeah,
11. Yeah, so there's a lot of us. So periodically throughout, you're going to see Sarah, who you've seen probably anytime you've walked into the building. Melanie, Kelly, Arielis, Erica,
Morgan.
At some point, everybody's going to join the party.
Darla Carla.
It's a dynamic duo. They're hilarious.
And if you don't follow the AK Studio on TikTok,
please do, because it's
we have a great time.
It's so much less professional beauty content. It's so fun. It's just time. Like a fun
it's who
place.
We are. And Darla has like our own character, like her own Darla Ray Cyrus.
Yes.
And she comes out and she does stuff, and it's
a good time.
And it's also us like behind the scenes in mm-hmm. our fun game that we just started this week thanks to Erica, called Hunt the Duck. I don't know if you can't see if you're not watching.
They're
teeny tiny ducks the size of a thumbnail, and they're all different colors, and we hide them around the studio, and whoever finds the most at the end of the day wins. And you win, not really anything. You get to hide them again. You get to pick the radio station sometimes. Little Sammy changes it on us.
Yeah.
And we're all pretty competitive. If you didn't think you were, you found out this week if you were or not.
Yeah.
If you want to find the most ducks.
Yeah.
There's about 50. So if you do ever come into the studio and you see a duck,
grab it.
You can grab it.
And give it to your service provider, because then they'll win.
Or me, because I want to win.
Don't do that.
Don't
support Sabrina's habit of trying to beat everyone.
I will win. I won today.
A couple of clients this week, we were telling them about it, and they were like, where are they? Kelly had to, like, lay a woman down. Like, okay, like, you're done.
It's time to
you're
work.
Done looking for ducks also.
It's great. And we had somebody came in today. She found some, like, they were amongst the products, and she's like, I see one. It was awesome.
It's a good time here.
Yeah.
So
that's also on our Instagram and our TikTok as well.
Yeah. It's, third row.
But it's a good time. And we'll also talk about our interests. Like, we both are really interested in true crime, and we listen to a lot of true crime podcasts.
That's going
to
come out a lot, I feel like, on accident.
Yes. Just because it comes out in our daily life. I was talking to somebody about the Miranda Rights today. I'm like, did you know?
Oh, my God. I was starting to listen to that episode.
So I have also, we did not
Crime
start
Junkies. What's up?
Crime Junkies. Morbid.
Come
Morbid.
On. What's up?
Any, but, like, hi. I can't wait to see Crime Junkie.
Ashley Flowers.
Yes. Live February 27th.
6th. That's my birthday.
6th.
Get it right.
It's a Sunday. I don't know. I don't even know what today is. And that'll be really fun to watch that live.
Yeah.
It'll be a really cool deck episode. But, we like that, so we'll talk about that.
We like that
a lot. A lot. But we'll talk about that. But I started talking to my client today as I'm, like, microblading her brows. And we started talking about Miranda Rights and, you know, what I did before. We didn't start here. Like, Danny went to school and she has her degree.
I got a whole degree involved. before I did this.
And it wasn't nothing like this. It was in graphic design. I always want to say computers, but it's not computers. It's graphic design.
It's computers.
It's computer. I have a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. I have a associate's in psychology, and I'm a class away from my master's in counseling because
we just like to burn our money,
basically. But it's, you know, it's fun and it's worth it, and I use it all the time, kind of, sort of. But Miranda writes it. I'm like,
but I did a course on this. And but did you want to know, like, why, you know, this came about and everything? And I'm talking to this girl, and I realize
not everybody likes true crime.
Yeah, nope.
And I'm like, stab. And she's like, oh. And I'm like, my bad.
My bad. My bae.
But it's, like, yeah, just, like, fun facts.
Fun facts. It gets weird here, guys. I can't wait to listen to this back and be like, this is why nobody's going to listen to this.
Yes. Well, it just goes back to all our favorite podcasters. If you listen to them now and say they've had episodes for, you know, years at this point, they're like, skip the first
6.
Yeah.
Or 20.
Or as many. Like, that first one, oh, we sounded like we were underwater. Like,
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, I'm interested to see how this sounds like because we're using our, thanks, Kevin.
Yes.
Microphone.
He did
you ever watch Full House?
Yeah.
Okay, did you watch the episode where he's got the Greek cousin and he always says microphone?
No.
It's really funny.
No, but again, this is where that 5-year difference comes in, and I could have seen it, but I was also a young
child. It's so funny because he forgets that the one that she's wired, because he was like trying to come on to Aunt Becky and they were trying to catch him. So she was wired with a microphone.
And look at Aunt Becky now.
Look at Aunt Becky now. Clink, clink.
Anyway.
Yeah, so maybe back to what we do.
Our degrees, our interests.
Yeah.
And really, like, Danny also likes to exercise and do crazy things like 75 hard, so we'll talk about that. Great for you and your journey.
I love that journey for you.
I love that journey for you. I don't do that.
But you do. I do
exercise, but, like, as a flaky regular person.
No, but she also goes, like, way too hard. I'm, like, a cap 45-minute girl. Sabrina's like, I worked out for 3.5 hours last night.
All right, so it was like 2-ish plus hours.
Bananas.
But not last, not specifically
also,
last
Sabrina
night.
Doesn't sleep ever.
I kind of sleep sometimes, but also I craft. And if you're looking at this, I made this glass. It's etched glass with my Cricut.
It's amazing.
Because I am a Sagittarius and I have ADHD, so I like a lot of hyper-focused activities. Welcome to the podcast.
This might be my favorite episode.
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe we'll do a crafting live show.
Could you imagine?
People already want to come and hang out with us while we do it.
I know. I think that's the best part, is people really want to just come hang out with us.
I mean, they hang out with us bi-weekly if they come get their lashes done.
Yeah.
When they do their lashes. Yeah. Get a 45-minute uninterrupted soliloquy sometimes. If you're with me. I like it. So there's a lot of girls here that work. So it's not just me and Danny. And there's 6 of us that do lashes. And I like to explain it. Like if you're with Erica or Kelly, you get a nice description, calm service. Morgan, you know, also pretty calm. Like it'll be chatty.
For the most part,
Danny,
yeah.
You'll also be chatty. Me, I'm like the hyperactive chihuahua. Like you're going to get a conversation typically. Or a hard nap if I'm tired.
Yeah, if Sabrina's tired, you'll know it. And then she'll be like, and relax.
Yes,
and won't talk to you at all. Sabrina's typically the engager of conversation.
Yes. And the whole room conversation sometimes. It'll be
It's the best.
It's a good time that time, like today with a few people. It was a good time.
Also, what's super funny about this whole setup we have. So this is like a really rudimentary pod setup. We have like a chair, a table, like really low key.
Yes.
That's what I was just going to talk
about. Here.
So we have our cell phone in the ring light beyond the computer, but it's at the worst angle.
I mean, it's everybody's angle because we're 5 foot tall, so that's how the world sees us.
Dude, it is the worst angle. Like, I changed out of my scrubs because I'm going home to work out, so I have, like, workout clothes on, and you can just see the whole hot mess that is my workout clothes and just a terrible pointing down angle of my life.
It's how the world sees us.
Not like that. Mm-hmm. Not like that, because that is a scary look.
If that's about Sarah's height. That's how Sarah sees us. Yeah.
No, not from this distance. I don't know. But yeah,
I'm like, sure it is.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Now I'm thinking about these heights.
I don't know. But yeah, so we're we're gonna do this podcast. It's gonna be just kind of everything that we do and that we love here, and kind of everything that's going on. It's really gonna just be
our lives,
a catch up of our lives, and things that you guys want to know about,
and burning questions.
Yeah. I mean, I do a lot of makeup tutorials for fun, but I did one for here and it was really well received. So maybe one of the days we're going to do like a get ready with me, which I think is going to be a lot of fun.
Yes. So and I'm novice. So
yeah, Sabrina's like level one. And so we're going
to
get her
always ready to try something new. And sometimes fail.
Yeah. But it's pretty easy. Like, we do things that are pretty user-friendly. Like, I don't even have a stitch. I just have a little bit of face makeup on right now.
I did my makeup this morning.
Yeah.
And it's kind of still there.
Still there. Still there. Yeah, I can see it.
All the ink.
Oh, man. But, yeah, this is just going to be... These are going to be, like, quick, fun little episodes that you don't have to spend, you know, an hour and a half of your life.
Somebody told us we wanted to listen to an episode that was, like, an hour and a half long. And I'm like... What do you think I'm doing for that long? I'm going to listen to a whole episode.
I mean, I do that, but not like right in a row.
That's a lot of time like, for one episode.
Yeah, like I listen to some of it like while I'm in the shower and then while I'm getting ready and then like on my way to work if it's a long episode, but that's about
it. I mean, I stop episodes all the time, like, but typically, except for like some of like they're like two-parters or whatever.
Yeah. I love an episode that I can start in the car and finish before I get to my destination.
Yeah, and we do live in the woods. So everything is a solid 17-minute drive, no matter where you're going.
I love that you picked 17 minutes, because that's about how long it takes to get from our door, because we live very close to each other. From our door to the door at work is 17 minutes.
Exactly.
So,
because I'm a minute-by-minute person, and I'm going to be late to my own freaking funeral, so I need to know how long it's going to take to get there.
Yeah. I'll get you there. I'll get you there. Don't worry.
I'm going to be late.
On time. I'll get you there.
No, my ass is going to be left somewhere or something.
Just on purposely forgotten somewhere just to make you late.
It's just how the world is with me. It just coincidentally. I'm almost always 99% of the time on time at work, though. My on time at work.
Wait,
okay, so this is also going to be another conversation for a different day.
This is a conversation for today.
No.
Because I'm not like the greatest morning person. I don't really love to get up and like spend a time. But like in the morning, I do get up kind of relatively early. Enough that I can mosey through my day. Mosey. Like mosey through my morning. Like I am not, I don't want to be rushed. I don't want any of it. So I like to get to work. This is also like pre or like other jobs that I've had where you had to be at work at least 20 to 30 minutes before your first appointment. So I roll in. If I have a 9:15, I'm here by like 8:30, 8:45 total tops.
Max.
And even at like 8:45, I'm like, ooh, that's close. I got a lot to do.
That's a solid half an hour before the person is due to walk through that door.
It's 45 minutes.
But here's my thing. If it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon and you had somebody before that person, you wouldn't be ready for that person until maybe 5 minutes to one. What's the difference?
Because I need to set up my day. I need to make sure my lash tile is full. I need to make sure I have enough, like, stuff. Because I don't want to be searching for shit, like, midday. Okay. I don't want to be, like, searching around. Like, if I run out of a lash strip, fine. I'll get one. But, like, I like to know that, like, my tweezers are clean. And I got all my stuff. Like, I got things where they like to be. Because I move around the studio a lot. Like, I'm in a different chair. I'm in a different room. I move around the studio a lot. So I like to make sure I'm... Got everything together, and I like to sip my coffee in peace. Sabrina fires it down her pie hole and is like, let's go to work.
Tasmanian devil.
No. Yes. Homegirl runs in 3.5 minutes.
No.
Five.
Solid 10 minutes before my
She's
first.
She's lying.
No.
Seven minutes. Tops.
No. I'll hang out in the parking lot sometimes.
But really just rolls in.
Before they get there.
I'm ready for you.
Because I can take off my coat and go. Like,
no.
Yes.
No, I don't get it. I mean, I can appreciate it. And I think it's the coolest thing.
Because I'm ready to go.
No, I am not. I need like a moment of silence before I get working.
Let's please just reflect.
Just reflect on the day.
And let's do our affirmations.
That's kind of like what I do.
I love the Snoop Dogg affirmations. Have you heard them for children?
Yes, and it's amazing.
Yes.
It's really
my best self. I can't rap. Maybe one day I'll rap in here.
Oh my god, we should start one of the episodes
with I made a rap song with Erica a few months ago.
It's not gonna be good.
It was amazing. It was like the I Like Big Butt song.
Oh Jesus.
Oh my god, it was amazing. I have it in my notes. We'll have to do it one day with Erica.
Okay.
She won't do it on here. Maybe if I get her a drink too, she'll do it.
But yeah, so she rolls in real early, like real quick.
I do. I like to use every single minute to its fullest capacity in life.
I need to mosey.
No.
Like, there's something about a quiet studio. It's kind of nice. I've always been like that, though. Like, even at the hair salon I used to work at, like, way back in the day, I would get in early, like, kind of flip the lights on. Like, it's kind of like my favorite part of the day. Like, to be in a quiet studio, if I get here first, it's awesome. Like,
because I want to find all the ducks now.
Well, now it's because I want to find all the ducks. Because you bet your ass that I'm like scooping those things up as soon as I walk in the door.
And I still won.
And yeah, I'm not good at finding them though.
Oh, great. Look at
my ducks. I'm so oblivious. I have like 6.
I can hear.
Yeah, I don't have that many. I don't even know where I put them all.
Oh, I have
to. But yeah, so that's like what this is going to be. It's not going to be real fancy. There's now not going to be like. I'm trying
to think of my favorite part of the day.
Yeah, there's not going to be like earth-shattering information.
I think eating my favorite part of the day.
I much prefer to eat at home on my couch.
Anywhere. I like food.
Same.
I'm literally Sam I Am. But like, I like it in the car. I like it in the couch. I like it in the snack situation. I like it on a train. I like it on a bus. I like it on a bus.
Your green eggs and ham.
Yeah, Sam I Am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I much prefer to eat at home on my couch.
With a fox.
In a box.
In a box. I don't know the rest.
I don't know the rest either.
I should.
Is not my favorite Dr. Seuss book. I have a favorite.
One, two, three.
I have two favorites.
Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Pop, fish, pop. Two fish.
Oh, that's my second favorite.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. That's my favorite one.
Yes,
that's a good one. I love it. Also, The Grinch.
Well,
please. Please. We have a whole situation with The Grinch.
The Grinch is great.
The Grinch is our favorite.
Jim Carrey's the favorite. The best Grinch.
Though. He's really so good. But like we grew up watching the cartoon and the cartoon really it matches the book.
He's just such a good actor.
But yeah, the way they redid it. I even like the new little the Grinch Benedict one. Cumberbatch.
It's so funny.
It's adorable. It's such a great way to redo a cartoon version of it.
Yes. And it's like a similar message, but different message.
Yeah. It like kind of all goes this together.
I liked it though.
But yeah. So this is really what it's going to be.
All right.
Oh, Carla's peacing out.
Everybody's leaving.
Everybody's peaced out, which is good.
So I think, are we done?
Yeah. I think that, like, think we can call it quits.
I think that's a good organic ending.
Yeah.
And we'll see you or you'll hear us next time.
Yeah, on the flip.
On the flip?
On the flippity
flop.
The flippity flop.
We'll have all the references here, guys.
Oh,
if you guys get that one, write it in the comments.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How long have you been dying to say that?
I just thought of it. What did I want to say on here, though? There was definitely something.
I don't know.
It wasn't that, but please.
Man. Well, at this point, I'm going to get this cut for you guys and let you know when it's around.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Follow us on the gram. Send us a smoke signal.
Yeah.
Send us an email.
We'll see you next time, guys. Bye.
Bye.